100,000 cars travel along U.S. 36 between Boulder and Denver each day, and state officials say during rush hour, drivers have to endure up to 4 hours of severe congestion. With significant growth on the horizon, road planners say the stretch needs major improvements, including new express lanes.
The general-purpose lanes, which are being reconstructed, are in bad shape. This project was a high priority.
Mike Shirotis is with the Colorado Department of Transportation's High Performance Transportation Enterprise. The board is charged with pursuing innovative ways to finance road construction.
When you're faced with alternatives and you don't have a lot of alternatives, you move forward with what you've got.
Shirotis says his best option is entering into a 50-year contract with the Australian company The Plenary Group. The company plans to spend $180 million to build a toll lane and maintain the road.
I don't oppose public-private partnerships.
That's Democratic House Majority Leader Dickie Lee Hollinghorst of Boulder.
It is, unfortunately, one of the ways we're going to have to look at financing things like this because there's really no money to do it otherwise.
While she supports the concept, Hollinghorst says she's not sold on the U.S. 36 project. She and 13 other lawmakers signed a letter to get answers from state transportation officials.
A couple of things that we're very concerned about. The state's liability when you enter into a long-term contract like this and what they would really have to stand up for if something went wrong with the private business.
State officials say Colorado is woefully short of transportation funds. The gas tax brings in less money than it used to because cars are more fuel efficient and get better gas mileage. Raising the tax is one option, but politicians note that the public doesn't support a higher tax. The project is also raising questions from some groups concerned about toll rates. Ken Beitels with the clean energy nonprofit Drive Sunshine Institute.
Privatization is happening remarkably quickly, and one of the many problems with it is that the Colorado voter loses say of what can happen on the road, and public policy for Colorado highways will now be set by the private sector.
The Colorado Department of Transportation says it's held countless public meetings on the U.S. 36 project, and they're surprised at the pushback. Democratic House Transportation Committee Chair Max Tyler says he's looking forward to getting more information. Tyler didn't sign the letter expressing concern, but will chair a briefing on the topic on Thursday.
We need to understand that the taxpayer is going to get the best value for their money.
Tyler says public-private partnerships may be the wave of the future, but he remains skeptical.
I believe a public good should be paid for by the community at large. We're kind of abdicating our responsibility to ourselves to make sure we have good, strong infrastructure. People say, well, I don't want to pay for that, but it's roads that everybody uses.
Even with the hearing, the state's high-performance transportation enterprise says it's still on track to sign the deal with the Plenary Group soon. The U.S. 36 venture is expected to be complete in 2 years. I'm Benta Brookland at the state capitol.